Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. This program emanates from the radio studio located in Barnegat, New Jersey. I, myself, am a resident of Barnegat. I have been for the past 20 years. When I first moved here, this radio station had not yet been operational. In fact, it did not start broadcasting until 7 years later, May 2010. In my 20 years living in Barnegat, I have seen Barnegat grow from just over 15,000 residents to a town of more than 24,000 residents. That's a 60% increase. Not bad for a town that once was a sleepy little community on the Jersey Shore, whose claim to fame was the many antique shops. In fact, we still have some antique shops to this day. But as the population grew, so did Barnegat. I've seen many changes in my time here as a resident. Some for the better, some maybe not that good, but all in all, the changes have been positive. If you are not familiar with Barnegat, let me give you a few facts about it. Barnegat is a 33-square-mile land area township in southern New Jersey. Its current population, as I said earlier, is estimated at 24,000-plus people. In addition to easy access to and from the Garden State Parkway, Barnegat is positioned in a hub of intersecting state and county highways. Rich in tradition, Barnegat's early settlement and development can be attributed to another regional asset, Barnegat Bay. In its early settlement, Barnegat Township was one of the leading seaports in the region. Commerce, glassmaking, and shipbuilding quickly developed and were responsible for the evolution of Barnegat Village. But what is more important to me is the population growth since 2000. A lot of that growth seems to be coming from the addition of active adult communities. Currently, in Barnegat Township, there are 7 active adult communities. Recently added was an outdoor mall with apartments catering to those age 55+. Right adjacent to the outdoor mall, condos are being built that will also be for those 55 and older. As a volunteer with SCORE and a SCORE mentor, my focus has always been the small business person. All this population growth is great because it paves the way for new small businesses to open to service the increased population. Over the past 5 years, I've been fortunate to have as guests on this show Barnegat Mayors Al Billy and Al Cerulli, and Barnegat's Township Administrator, Marty LaSella. Under the town's governance structure, a new mayor is appointed each year by the town council. This year, Pasquale Pat Pippi was appointed as mayor.
I'm pleased to have Mayor Pippi as my guest today. I've known the mayor for 19 years as he's a resident of my community, and we played together in softball pickup games on Saturdays at the Brackman Field.
You know, Mike, funny you should mention that. You're the first person I ever met down here when I heard there was going to be softball. So you might remember I went into Modell's up in Tom's River.
Yeah.
And I was looking for a glove, and you happened to be in there. And I didn't know who you were.
That's right. I remember that. Yes.
Remember that?
And yes.
I said, we're starting to compare. And I said, well, this one's good. This
right.
And, we're going back and forth. But again, when I left, I still didn't know who you were. And then I met you at the softball field. And, you were a great player. And
oh, I wasn't. No, I wasn't.
You were
I'm below average, believe me.
You're being very modest.
Well, I want to thank you anyway, Mayor, for being here today. My first question is to ask you, how aware are you of SCORE and what it does?
Okay, well, SCORE, now this is the same, this is my age. Didn't they start in the 1960s, early 60s?
Yes,
there was a lot of commercials
right.
about retired executives, right?
At that time, yes.
SCORE of retired executives, and they're still going. I didn't know. I knew what they did. You know, they're pretty much volunteer for small help.
That's correct. We're business. Volunteering, mentoring for small businesses,
yeah,
whether you're starting or actually right. in business and having some sort of problems.
Yeah, I remember them seemed more commercialized when I was a kid than they are now. I don't know. They were on television commercials. I don't know.
No, not much that I'm aware of. I mean, For your information, SCORE is one of the best-kept secrets of the federal government.
Well, I think back then, I remember commercials. Maybe it was...
Well, maybe that was in the beginning to try to get SCORE up and going and get the people to use it. But for some reason, SCORE, this nowadays, People don't know about it. And when they do hear about this, that this is fantastic. Why haven't we heard about this before? Yeah. For some reason, locally, we try to advertise Score Business Points as a result of trying to get business people to come in to Score and to let them know that it exists.
Right.
But we haven't seen a lot of national coverage for Score.
Yeah.
I mean, they do a lot of stuff. They have Small Business Week, which just passed, and that's for every small business. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot of promotions for them. They give away awards. They do a lot of stuff for them, but still, people don't know Score.
You're right. I haven't heard anything about them in a long time. I didn't know they were still there.
Yeah, they are.
There you go.
So listen, as mayor of Barnegat, what effect, if any, does your office have on small businesses in the community?
Well, you know what? We absolutely have no control on what businesses come into Barnegat. It's up to them to do their due diligence. Like, we get a lot of requests for, like, Trader Joe's, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
When are we getting to Trader Joe's? We reached out to Trader Joe's just using that. And, but it's up to the business to do their due diligence on the people of Barnegat and the income and what comes mm-hmm. into town.
I asked a question back in 2019 to the then mayor, Al Cerulli, who is still on the board, but about Barnegat. Barnegat used to be a very small, short town that was best known for its antique shops.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past 20 years, it's grown into a township of over 23,000 people and has 7 active adult communities. And my understanding is there's another one coming up, a couple of more coming up soon. Okay. It's also sporting the new outdoor mall that at that time was approximately half complete. Now it's done. I asked, to what do you attribute this growth? Now the outdoor mall is complete. A new adult complex of condos is being built. And my understanding is that then another adult active community is being in the process of being built. And the latest information from 2021 shows the population is now at 24,706. That's a growth of 7.4% from just 2 years ago, and it's 18% jump since the 2010 census. And to top it off, residents age 65 and older represent 28.6% of the township's population. So how is Barnegat addressing this influx of people who are mainly age 55 and over?
Well, that's for Barnegat, that's the best possible scenario. 55 and over is we encourage it. It's almost by design now with our they want to, if a development comes in, we really push for 55 and 55 and over. There's no kids in the school system. It helps with obviously helps with our tax structure. It's actually, if we had a choice of a 55 and over community, a decent sized community, or Costco, it would be no question. We'll take the 55
and
over.
You would take the 55.
Oh, without a doubt. Less traffic, less crime, for a lot variety of reasons. But 55 and over is our meat, so to speak.
I see. Okay. Well, then this falls right into the next question. In the income information available for Barnegat, it shows that in 2021, the median household income for Barnegat residents was $81,658, which is pretty good.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that means that half the population makes less than that. And the town has seen new businesses open, but every one of them is aimed at the group making less than the median income. But what can your office and the Barnegat Town Council do to encourage businesses who cater to the 12,000-plus residents whose income is above the $81,000?
Yeah. Well, again, it's I'm going to refer back to my answer before, that it's entirely up to to the business to do, again, their due diligence.
Yeah.
And there's not much, we can't pick what businesses come to Barnegat.
Well, I mean, let's let me ask you a question then. I got this from the Census Bureau of work.
Okay.
And I, talking with real estate people the past couple of years or so, including Marty one time when he was in real estate.
Yes.
I know he may have lost a lot of it, but still.
Yep.
The thing is that when a business does due diligence, it uses census information, but it can't get salaries. other than that. You can't get anything other than salaries because it doesn't know what you make or what I make because we're retired. Right. We're not getting a paycheck. We're getting income from our investments or from an IRA or from a pension plan, which isn't in the census information. So, which means that due diligence is skewed. It's always skewed towards only those that information that's available. And for Barnegat, it's the low income information, basically, because you take seven active adult communities, 25% of the population is more than is 60, 55 or over. And those are the people who are making the money. Can't you guys sort of push the business to say, look at this rather than just that and have a Trader Joe's or have an upscale restaurant come in?
No, actually, we believe me, we've been down this road and we did try. We make phone calls. Actually, Al Billy is really pushes for that. I mean, he's making phone calls all the time, but we've been turned down, you know, the number of businesses. And,
yeah.
Yeah. So, but believe me, it's on our radar. But again, we can't say come to Barnegat. You know,
I can't believe these businesses don't realize what they're losing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Barnegat is.
I mean, especially with active adult communities, these people have got the disposable income that you want a business to say, look at all these people that are here. I can offer them things that they want.
Yeah,
but they're not looking.
Oh, there's plenty of them, you know. Well, you know, we're very happy that EmergyCare came. With this 55 and over, they'll be coming.
They realize it.
The medical
profession really, even though we need doctors down here, we need a lot more doctors.
Sure.
But the medical profession, when it comes to urgent care, realize those are the people.
Yeah.
That will come into
it. Right down there. And we have Barnabas. They just moved into. So, it's, you know, they're doing their work. So, you know.
Well, what do you think are Barnegat's strengths? In other words, what does the town excel at and what separates it from the other surrounding towns?
We are most proud, and I'm very, very proud of our police force. They've been – Barnegat is the safest town in Ocean County. It's a couple of years running now. I would match our police force up against anyone, and that's the best the best way to keep property values up too is low crime rate, and also, I've been on the committee now. This is my fifth year. For 6 years running, the municipal part of our taxes for the average size home has gone up 1 cent, and that would equate to $27 a year, about, which is again the municipal portion. We have
I know you have no control over
the school,
the county or the school board or anything like that.
Right. So the $27 a year would bring, let's say you go to Wawa every day for a cup of coffee. Well, 1 day a month, if you could skip that coffee for 1 day a month, you could pay the increase in municipal taxes for the year. So I'm very, again, between the police department and what we do to keep our municipal portion of our tax down, I'm very, very proud of.
Oh, good. All right. Then with the strengths, what do you think Barnegat's weaknesses are? What I mean is that what does the town need to do to improve and make itself more competitive?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I think the biggest problem in our town is, like you say, the population is growing. The roads, the county roads are very hard to expand. And sometimes it gets a little congested, you know, getting in and getting out. But I think that's our, the biggest weakness in town is our, is the roads.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. Well, I have to admit, I guess 554, which is West Bay Avenue, is basically a county road.
Yes.
Well, I'm very proud. Now, I just came down between Barnegat Boulevard and Route 9, and it's nice and smooth.
Yes, and they did a great job, and that's not easy.
No,
you know, to get that road paved like that. But we are working on a new Super Wawa over, on Route 9 right over here, and that should relieve the congestion a little bit because you got people from the east side going up to the west side, to gas, and so that should help a little bit. But, yeah, that's our biggest problem is the roads right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any external factors in play that could make Barnegat more competitive or given a competitive advantage?
External, we've been getting a lot of people from north, and you know, I don't know if this is external again, but I'm going to go back to, you know, you're up north and you're looking for a place maybe to retire, come a little bit for, less south. You're going to look at the crime rate, and the crime rate again in Barnegat is just, it's phenomenal with our police force. And that's really helping. A lot of people come in and they tell us that. They said, you know, we're very happy with your police. We've read about your police force. You know, I speak with, Chief Germain almost daily, and I would think that's the biggest driving force to make people come down here. Plus, we're very centrally located. You can get right on the parkway.
Yeah, you can get right on the parkway. You're right. Like, one of the things is you're right on the parkway now. I mean, it wasn't before, but now we're right on the parkway.
Right on the parkway.
Like I said, I've been here for 20 years. I've seen the changes. And the ability to get on and off the parkway in here is so much nicer.
Oh, yeah.
You're pretty close to the county roads. You're pretty much at an intersection. So, yes, you're kind of a central hub.
Right. And if you like the beach, you know, 15 minutes, you're on the ocean. Or if we have our little Barnegat Beach, you know, if you want to put your feet in the water on the bay. But but it's, you know, again, this is Barnegat is the place to be.
Well, do you see any threats down the road that can make Barnegat a less desirable place to reside?
Yeah. I would say our biggest problem, not a problem, but any change in the state mandates. You know, for instance, one thing that's really is a bit of a bugaboo to me is that, you know, we're building a town hall, and we just built the public works building, and you're required by law to take the lowest bidder. Well, the lowest bidder is not always the best builder, and we're still not finished with the public works building. Mm-hmm. We've had a problem with that builder, and town hall should have been done 6 months ago. So, you know, state mandates.
So they take away some things from you, huh?
Yeah, that could hurt anything new. But, yeah, this one here is really, and I understand why they have it. You know, it's, you know, you got collusion, you got everything else. Well, but, boy, that's hurt us.
In other townships and cities, the city government gives potential new businesses a package of requirements to start a new business. Does Barnegat have such a package? And if it does, what is in the package to give to the potential business owner? And if it doesn't, don't you think that would be a good idea to institute to help the businesses navigate whatever requirements there are in Barnegat for setting up a new business?
Yes. Well, the packages are given out. We have packages at our building department. A business comes in, they want to build something or whatever. We have a full package that explains just what they should do and what the requirements are. So, if that's what you're referring to, yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay, good. Let me go back one step. I mean, this is not something we talked about before. And when you just said the new Super Wawa on Route 9, my understanding, the only properties that are available on Route 9 in Barnegat are just south of Barnegat Boulevard on the left,
mm-hmm.
and right on the corner of Barnegat Boulevard and Route 9. Now, if they go to any place like that, it's going to affect lefties, and that could be dramatic for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it should be very. I would think a boom for lefties.
You think it'll be a boom? You think it won't? It'll hurt him?
Oh, I you know, people. Well, I guess there's good and bad in there, but I more traffic.
I realize more traffic, but I to a certain extent, if they're right next to lefties. It's, to me, I, this is only my personal opinion,
right.
It's going to have a detrimental effect to people trying to go to lefties. If it's across from lefties, maybe not.
Right.
No, maybe not. But, and it's a Super Wawa, it's a gas station, it's not going to take, quote, business away from lefties because he's a restaurant. But it's still, I think it'd have some sort of an effect. Maybe people will shy away because they don't want to be right next to a Super Wawa store with all these trucks and cars.
I guess you could find something.
Yeah.
I mean, I always look for the positive. I say, oh, look, there's Lefty's. That's a very nice restaurant.
I've been Lefty's a lot of times. I like the place, you know.
I know. The last time I had dinner, I was sitting right next to you.
Right. Right. Well, back in 2017 and 2018, then Mayor Al Billy was the mayor. He instituted a buy local campaign, which proved successful. Since that time, it seems the campaign has gone by the wayside. With the way the economy is today, reinstituting a buy local campaign might prove to be just what the business owners in Barnegat need. So what are your thoughts on bringing back the buy local?
Well, actually, the residents loved it. They did. It was the businesses that shied away after a while. I guess they rejected it, especially during peak seasons. You know, for some reason, you know, they objected to giving out that that discount. But
they did.
Yeah, that's what we found. But I'm not opposed to looking into it again. And actually, it's
especially with the economy the way it is today.
Sure.
The inflation costs. I mean, people are actually looking some way to save money.
Yep.
And that was, I think it was 10%.
Yes.
That can be big.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, just personally, I've gone grocery shopping, and all of a sudden, instead of spending $80, I'm spending $110.
Yeah.
And I'm getting, and I look at my bags, and I used to have 4 bags. Now it's only 3.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a lot less for my money.
Yeah, we're all in the same boat.
I understand.
I shop too.
Yeah.
You know, and but again, that's, you know, we may start making phone calls again.
Okay. This has nothing to do with small business, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the cottages and what's actually going on. There were rumors flying that the original 35 homes that were sold, that their monies were returned and the builders now just renting. Can you give the listeners any insight into what's going on, what's actually taking place?
Sure, okay. I think you hit on the key word, rumors. Anytime you get near, especially now, election time, between now and November, you're going to get, the rumors are going to fly. They use the cottages. There's overdevelopment, on and on and on.
Well, yeah, that I can understand.
Right, but
it's just that I've watched it from the start.
Okay,
and it's just that
I don't
see traffic.
Okay, you know, let me try to ease everyone's. Originally, you know, we can't tell anybody they can't build. They own a piece of property. He bought the property. I don't know, maybe $500,000, which was good. But I know there was a couple million in the cleanup. And we tried to encourage 55 and over. It would be terrific. Actually, we went to court and came back, builder's remedy, which means he could do anything he wants. We sat with him, and originally there were going to be, they were thinking, apartments, non age restricted apartment, which would have killed us. We thought, and to have him come in with, this 55 and over, it really, really helps. But again, it's those rumors that, what was it, 35 refunds or something?
I said it's a rumor. So
yeah, it's
all I want to dispel the rumor. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
The only reason I ask is because you live in the same community. We're basically right across the street from the guy.
Sure.
Okay. And the entrance to that community is open.
Yep.
But I never see any cars going in there.
Yeah.
So they must be going in the back way or some other way if the people are there.
Yeah.
And I don't see the people there. And I don't see the people using his clubhouse, which was built.
Yeah, the clubhouse isn't finished, and he's not advertising as much. I think he said he wants to wait till that clubhouse is completely finished. It's going to be a beautiful community. It really is going to be top-notch. I know the builder, and when he gets done, it'll be top-notch. And it's going to take another 15 years to...
Yeah, well,
I'm hoping we'll be around for that.
You and me both, Pat. You and me both. All right.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the builder of the cottages, it's my understanding that he agreed to build affordable housing units on the land that was Sweet Jenny's once occupied. Can you tell the listeners if that's true and when and if that will take place?
Yes, and that's another part, this builder. That's going to save the town. Like $20 million, he's going to do. We don't. It's all self-contained, as the cottages are. We don't have to go in there. We don't have to pick up any garbage. We don't do anything. When 200, I believe it's going to be around 200 homes in the cottages are occupied, that's when he's going to start to build there. So again, it's going to be a while down the road. But I mean, if I had to pick a builder to come into town, this is the guy. You know.
Okay.
And I also remember. When we moved into the Mirage, I heard a lot of grumblings at a Pheasant Run. Oh, geez, look what's going on. Another in the big community. Well, I think they're tap dancing over there that the Mirage is here now. Could you imagine what their taxes would be without us?
Understood. Okay. Well, going on to talking again about housing and small business, what's happening in the project that was to be built on Route 9 in Barnegat at the border of Barnegat and Stafford, which was going to be similar to the Barnegat 67?
Mm-hmm.
The, I've watched that. The land was cleared. People started working. Then they stopped. The land was cleared again. People started when they stopped. So the clearing has stopped as far as I know. So is it ever going to start again?
Yeah, well, he, again, another very good builder. He made a few changes. You know, whenever there's a change in plans, things take a long time to get developed. I think he's, I don't know if he's having second thoughts about exactly what he wants to put in there, but he's got it on hold right now.
Oh,
and the slightest change, you know, delays are inevitable.
Okay. Huh. Well, one last question, and nothing to do with small business.
Okay.
Ocean County has the largest senior population in New Jersey, with more coming in every year.
Mm-hmm.
We have 7 active adult communities in Barnegat, the new Barnegat 67, the new condos are being built, and Barnegat is basically a prime example of all this influx. So what services may the seniors expect from your office, and how may they go about requesting any of them?
Okay, that's a little bit of a complex question.
Yeah.
Our main job here is the main job of our committee, and we're dedicated to keeping our taxes down. The Barnegat population is about 25, just to give you an idea, 25,000 people. Our budget is $33 million, and we'll go over to Stafford Township, which is a little bit larger, maybe 28,000. They have a tax structure of $52 million, okay? And also, and we went back to the money that we sent to the county. We kind of rely on the county, you know, for their senior services, mm-hmm. you know, more, you know, to take care of our seniors. And that's where we are with that. Yeah, there's not much we can do here. But our main focus is to keep our taxes down and allocate our money well. And again, we rely on the county to entertain a little bit.
Do you have any parting words you want for our listeners?
Sure. As you said, I've been here for 19 years now, and since we met, and I think you might agree this was the best move I ever made.
I agree.
Yeah.
I know a lot of residents who live in the Mirage. They agree. They love the Mirage community. I got to say one thing. People that I've met and various other places have told us, and that they've come and looked, the Mirage community is the one of the most nicest communities they've been to, and the most friendly.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Everybody is friendly. Yeah. It's not like you walk by and you don't say a word. Every time you see someone, you walk, hi, how you doing?
Can I relate a quick story? Do I have time for that? When I first came down, I was, after I retired, I took a few golf lessons, and I said, you know what? Geez, I got this. So I came down, and I heard about Greenbrier. So I went down to Greenbrier, and I'm looking around, and I said, this is terrific. So I put a deposit on one of the houses, on the property. So somebody said, why don't you go over and take a look at the Mirage? I said, where's that? He goes, it's right over here in Barnegat. So I said, oh, yeah, we have time. So we took a ride over, and there was a message on the board. Friday, well, you know how I love softball. Yeah. You know, that's my life. Friday morning, a meeting of the Stickball Club.
Right.
Remember that?
Yep.
And I believe that was John Vaccarello.
Right.
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 So, because, you know, we weren't built yet. They were built, and we had plenty of, we used to play in the parking lot. So what I did, I said, oh, really? I got back in the car. I went to Ware Town. I said, can I have my deposit back? And otherwise, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Okay.
You know.
Be the mayor of Ware Town.
Yeah. And to people out there, come to Barnegat, you know, buy the sizzle. Right now, this is really the town to be, you know, it really is. Oh,
okay. Well, thank you very much, Pat. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to be here, and thank you for all the information.
My pleasure. Very happy. Okay.
Great.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. So, listeners, if you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, Score provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner.
The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast Chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Again, I want to thank my guest, Mayor Pat Pippi, for being with us today and taking time out of his busy day. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.